One of the ways the Affordable Care Act is funded is through a tax on medical devices, everything from advanced imaging technology to wheelchairs. The Wisconsin Trade Group for Biotech Companies, called BioForward, estimates 200 companies would be affected. Big ones like GE Healthcare, but also smaller ones, says BioForward's executive director, Brian Rank.
The problem with the tax is it's based on revenue and not profitability. And most of the medical device companies are small.
Critics of the tax have predicted companies will lay off workers or move production overseas. But the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities notes the tax applies to imported as well as domestically produced devices. Supporters and critics do agree on one thing. Perhaps the most persuasive argument for keeping the tax may be how much it's expected to generate for health reform.
You know, it's about a $30 billion chunk for the Health Care Act, and where do they make that up if they repeal it? So that's the problem with that whole discussion.
Repeal of the tax is opposed by key Senate Democrats like Majority Leader Harry Reid. The Obama administration has defended the tax on medical devices, saying manufacturers stand to benefit because health reform will result in more insured customers who can use their products. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.